Do you want better sex but freeze the moment you try to ask for something new in the bedroom? Well, you're not alone and you are not broken. You are just human because most of us have never been taught how to talk about what we want and desire in bed. And this is precisely why I brought in 5 sexperts to spill their smartest, their boldest, their most doable ways for you to ask for what you want without starting a fight or crushing the mood. So if you've ever thought, you know, I want more, but I don't know how to say it, then this episode is your permission slip. And please make sure to stay to the end because there's a very, very good idea. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please check out my latest book, The Taboo Show, that's about 4 women who walk into the taboo sex show and walk out forever changed. Links for the experts and everything else will be in the description. Now, get ready to laugh and cringe and hopefully learn some really great ideas from these amazing sexperts. So, Caitlin, what is your best advice for asking for something new in bed?
So, I was a professional researcher before I became a coach. And my advice is to start with research, actually. I think that if you're going to ask for something new in bed, you should ideally prepare yourself for questions and conversation around that thing. So to the degree that feels good for you, you don't have to write a PhD thesis on it, but be familiar enough with the thing and what's arousing about it to you, you know, do some self-reflection on it and how other people do it successfully. Let's say that what you want to try in bed is something that requires some kind of like physical skill or dexterity. Maybe it's like rope play or bondage or shibari. You don't have to be an expert at shibari, right? But do enough research to know, A, that there are ways that you can hurt yourself or hurt a partner with ropes, right? You can put a rope in such a way that it cuts off a circulation or puts extra strain on a nerve. I actually have an injury on this wrist from rope play, yet another way I injured myself during sex. So come prepared with sort of like the do's and the don'ts. Come prepared with a plan to say, you know, what I've learned from my exploration is that a lot of people start with this. They start with like silk scarves. They learn these things. It takes some time. And then do the self-reflection to say, what I ultimately want out of this is I think it would be so hot if I like had a way that you could throw me around, you know, that you could grab me by these beautiful ropes and you could kind of like toss me around. That's what I'm into about that. Versus like, oh, I think it would be so hot if I couldn't move my arms or legs. Or I think it would be so hot if I was stuck in a precarious position, right? Like all of those are 3 different outcomes. All one rope play, 3 different goals, right? And there are maybe 100 more things that could be specifically arousing to you about rope play. So the more specific that you can be on how it's done and what you like about it, I think the best environment, the best context that you're going to make for someone being able to give you an enthusiastic and informed answer, whether that's a yes or a no.
How to ask for something new in the bedroom. You always want to use feminine communication when sharing your desires or asking for something new that, you know, it's like a vulnerable topic, right? So what that means is like always make the desire statement or using I statements. Never use you or making it about your partner because that can come off as like a judgment, a complaint, or, you know, something that can trigger your partner. So you want to make it flirty and fun too. Talking about sex doesn't need to be serious. It doesn't need to be so like laborious and like this huge conversation we have to have. As a kid, did you ever want to play with a kid who took the game way too seriously? Probably not. And if your tone is serious in sex, this is the way that we play as adults, is through our sexuality, then we want to keep it light, keep it fun, keep it playful and flirty. So I guess I can give you some examples of like how to not ask for something new. Is that okay? And how you would ask for something new using feminine communication. So let's say you want your partner to stop rushing. He's going too fast. He's like doing the pound jackhammer thing all the time and you don't want that. Instead of saying, hey, hun, can you stop rushing so much? You always go too fast and it really turns me off or makes me shut down. Like, just feel the criticism in that, right? Like that puts your partner on defense. It activates their nervous system. But the feminine communication way of saying that would be something like this. Hey, honey, lately I have been noticing that I crave more slowness and connection in our intimacy. And I would love to explore what that would look like with you. Do you see the difference in the tone? Yes, that one feels so light and inviting, and it's definitely not a complaint. So that's one example. There are many more that I could give, but that's all I'll do for now. So feminine communication is not about asking for less or like diminishing your request, but it's about asking in a way that doesn't come off as criticism, judgment, or complaining.
My new book, The Taboo Show, is out, and it's not erotica, although your book club might just blush anyways. It's a woman's fiction for anyone who's juggling marriage and motherhood and careers, and the quiet thought of, is it just me? Four female friends walk into the Taboo Sex Show, and instead of steam, they get truth and some laughter and some very real self-reflection. Think Working Moms meet Leanne Moriarty, but with more heart and fewer perfect lives. The Taboo Show is funny and honest, a little provocative, and it's basically therapy, but cheaper. The Taboo Show is about friendship, not fantasy, and it might just start the best conversation you've had in years. So what's your best idea for asking for something new in the bedroom?
Okay, my best idea for asking for something new in the bedroom has to do with not asking for it in the moment. Have that conversation outside of the bedroom, and also phrase it in a way that helps your partner win. Something like, you know, I'm really curious. I would love to try. What do you think about that? Instead of starting with a complaint or a criticism, which sets your partner up to be defensive instead of setting them up to be curious and inspired and excited.
That's perfect. What you just did is perfect.
Lolo, can you tell me what is your best advice for how to ask for something new in bed?
My best advice for how to ask for something new in bed is to talk about it before you get to the bedroom, actually, to have a little conversation maybe while you're sitting in the living room or maybe while you're out at a park or out to dinner or somewhere where there's not as much charge as the bedroom can carry. So that's the first step. But if you happen to already be in the bedroom and you're like, gosh, I really wouldn't mind it if you did a little more of this and a lot more of that, then in those instances, this is a real art form. I always coach my clients to meet somebody where they're at. So if they're, you know, rubbing your booty really firmly and really fast and you just want them to go slower and softer, and you also want them to move their hands a little bit more inward, then you always start with, gosh, I love what you're doing right now. It feels so good on my ass. And I think I would be able to feel it even more if you went about half the speed and about half the pressure. And then if you just move your hand a little bit to the left, you know, so kind of always meeting people where they're at, never making them wrong, always making them feel like they are already doing a great job.
So Jana, how do you ask for something new in the bedroom?
So how do you ask for something new in the bedroom? This is a spicy question for many women because I feel like the block for a lot of women is, how do you know what to ask for
when you might not even be sure in your own body what you like. And so for this one, I am such a huge fan of us as women getting to know our own body. I've got a friend and a colleague named Susan Bratton. And about 4 years ago, we were on a call and she said to me, "Have you ever taken a vag selfie?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Do you know what you look like?" And I'm like, "Well, I think so." And she's like, "Well, then have you taken a vag selfie?" And the answer was no. And so that was something that I started doing so I could get to know myself. And then from there, I started creating this pleasure map in my body. And it didn't only mean hands on vulva. It meant, you know, I love the inside of my elbow being caressed. I realized I loved my calves being scratched. And so that for me was actually a game changer for my husband in our relationship, because I could very confidently and clearly tell him what I wanted, what I liked, and he didn't have to guess. And that opened up, you know, the next level of the conversation with what he liked. And so it really did take our, you know, our yummy, sensual time to the next level. So that is my piece of advice.
Oh, if this episode made you think, you know, I could actually say that, or I could actually do that, well, my job is done. Communication is a learned skill, and the more you practice it, the better your intimacy is going to give. And if you want a permission slip to ditch the seriousness, please check out my latest book, The Taboo Show. All the links to today's experts and products will be in the description. So thank you very much for listening, liking, and subscribing. And remember that asking for what you want is the gateway to your sexual pleasure. And if you want more real talk, expert insight, and permission to want what you want, please watch the other episodes of the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast. Trust me, your next breakthrough might just be one episode away.